From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and Turkey have embarked on closer trade and energy ties following a meeting Tuesday in St. Petersburg between the country's two leaders, Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish leader said both sides are determined to restore relations and improve them. He said the two countries will restore their yearly trade target of $100 billion and speed up the resumption of charter flights. They pledged to build a natural gas pipeline and negotiate Turkey's first nuclear power plant. Bilateral ties with Moscow were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane last November along the Syrian border. Mr. Erdogan has accused Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, exiled in the U.S., of orchestrating last month's attempted coup. Tuesday, Turkey's justice minister warned of rising anti-Americanism if Gulen is not handed over. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
The extradition process is a very technical, it's legally governed. This is not a process that is influenced by emotion or political rhetoric. It's actually governed by a treaty.
Asked if the Erdogan visit to Russia hurts American interests, Trudeau said the visit is not viewed as a zero-sum game in bilateral relations. She said those ties with Turkey are strong. Sudanese rebel groups said Tuesday they signed an African Union-brokered roadmap to reach a ceasefire in separate long-running conflicts. Fighting has persisted between the Sudanese army and rebels in the southern regions of Kordofan and Blue Nile State since 2011. Conflict in Darfur has raged since 2003. The accord is aimed at reaching a permanent ceasefire, a national dialogue, and immediate humanitarian assistance. This is VOA News. The United Nations Tuesday warned that more than 2 million people in the Syrian city Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity, and have called for a halt to the fighting to repair damaged infrastructure and deliver aid. Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the number of displaced people is on the rise.
The situation in Aleppo, as we all know, has been extremely difficult. We have seen new displacement into western Aleppo. UNICEF recently, and it was mentioned here, talked about 25,000 people who came in. I was told this morning that an additional 10,000 IDPs have been registered. There may be many more.
UN agencies have called for weekly 48-hour humanitarian pauses in fighting to provide desperately needed aid to residents and to evacuate them. The United States says it's approved the potential sale of more than 130 battle tanks, armored vehicles, and other equipment to Saudi Arabia worth more than $1 billion. U.S. lawmakers will have 30 days to block the deal. The announcement comes as a Saudi-led coalition resumed airstrikes on Yemen's rebel-held capital Sana'a Tuesday, killing at least 14 people. The strikes come after a three-month pause for UN-sponsored peace talks, which ended with no agreement in Kuwait. Funerals were held Tuesday for more than 70 victims of Monday's suicide blast at a Quetta, Pakistan hospital that targeted mostly lawyers gathered to mourn the death of a colleague. More than 100 others were wounded. An Islamist group, Jamaat-ur-Ahrar, an offshoot of Pakistan Taliban and with possible links to Islamic State, claimed responsibility. A candlelight vigil was held Tuesday in Karachi, attended by the head of the city's bar association, Haq Nawaz Talpur.
We demand from the government that the terrorist should be eliminated from our country as soon as possible. And those person who's responsible for it, bring to the justice, and they should be hanged.
Pakistani lawyers boycotted the country's courts Tuesday and staged rallies in several cities. Officials in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province warn the Taliban is tightening its grip around Lashkar-Gah, the regional capital, with one provincial council chief warning that without help from Kabul, the province will collapse. Fierce fighting has forced thousands to flee to the city. The first U.S. ambassador to Somalia in 25 years arrived in Mogadishu Tuesday. Ambassador Stephen Schwartz tasked with helping Somali officials stabilize the country after decades of civil war and an al-Shabaab insurgency. Meanwhile, Somali leaders endorsed a new timetable setting October 30 as the date for a presidential election. During day four action at the Rio Summer Olympics, American swimmer Michael Phelps captured two more gold medals with victories in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay earlier in the 200-meter butterfly. He now boasts an unprecedented 21 gold medals. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.